this album is very different sounding, and there's synthesizers in there, and there's break beats and things like that. So we're figuring out how we're going to incorporate all that. We don't want to go too far into it. We still want to be like a tight four-piece band.
And Britpop darlings, the Kooks, have kept it tight, ever trying on new flavors in search of a great sound. Sure, their lineup is always changing, but the fun remains the same. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The Kooks first met in 2003 at music school in Brighton. They shared a love of the Stones, the Police, the Strokes, and of course, David Bowie, whose whimsical song from Hunky Dory inspired the group's name. It took all of a few months before Virgin Records signed them, but they were still just kids, and they took some time writing songs, playing out, getting the lay of the land. So you can imagine the amazement when their 2006 debut album, Inside In, Inside Out, went multi-platinum in the UK, thanks to an unrelenting catchiness that no one could ignore. The Kooks had found a way to marry their many influences and to make frontman Luke Pritchard's lyrical delivery a beacon of indie pop. 3 years and two albums later, the Kooks teamed up with producer Tony Hoffer on their newest release, Junk of the Heart. And when Pritchard and guitarist Hugh Harris stopped by FUV, they talked with host Kara Manning about that collaboration.
I ended up meeting Tony Hoffer in London. We just kept in contact, and he just wanted, you know, he was like lending a hand.
And he's worked with Beck and Belle and Sebastian and...
Phoenix. I mean, he's done some amazing stuff in the past. He's got a great back catalogue. I mean, that was the thing with Tony, is like a lot of people saying, oh, you're just going to do the same sort of album again. But the thing with Tony is he if you look at his catalogue, he's done so many different things. What happened when he came on board was like I ended up just playing him some songs, and we did some demos, and he just had a kind of almost Eno type approach. He was just like, look, I'm like, he took a directional point with us and just said, look, you need to put the Kooks through a machine and do something very different. And we were all really keen to do that as well, so then it became quite a natural thing, and then everything just became a lot easier, and we became inspired again, and It felt really good. So then we went to LA and did the record. Well, I was sleeping, only in my head, slipping in and out of time. And I was lifting, always higher, and the women of heaven sang. They were singing, how'd you like that? We were layering stuff. I mean, if you talk about Junk of the Heart, you know, we didn't ever play that as a band. I mean, that's the funny thing playing it live now. We never played it as a band because it started as on a laptop with a breakbeat and me playing an acoustic, and then we built it up from there. What better
time to... You had this entire other set of songs that you chucked or put to the side for now. Beginning anew, were these songs that you had, or did you really turn around and write this very quickly, knowing that you were making sort of a restart with this third album?
There was definitely a restart. I mean, one of the things that Tony said, which when we started working with him, I mean, he sat with me, and it's quite hard to hear from someone, but this is why it's great to work with someone on a third album who knows you really well and intimately knows like how you tick and knows the soul of the band. But Tony took me aside and just basically said, you don't have enough songs, and I don't feel comfortable going in the studio with you yet. So I ended up writing a lot of material. So maybe half the record or something was probably written in the lead up. We had so much fun. She gave me an Eskimo kiss. We put a liquor down. Set sail towards the sun. Oh, it's so much fun. The album's real. It was like us finding ourselves again and finding what we wanted out of music. And say the first album, the kind of attitude that we had on that record, which was very free and experimental and fun, that's what we ended up getting back, I think. She's like the first girl on this earth.
That's Luke Pritchard and Hugh Harris of The Kooks, live in Studio A. The songs Junk of the Heart and Eskimo Kiss appear on their new album, Junk of the Heart. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.